With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris will finally give an interview, but she will not be going solo. Running mate Tim Walz will be there with Harris on the CNN set. That pre-recorded interview scheduled to air at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. An issue involving the microphones has yet to be ironed out in plans for a Trump-Harris debate.
In a social media post Tuesday afternoon, Donald Trump claimed an agreement had been reached and that debate microphones would be muted when it's not a candidate's turn to speak. But the Harris campaign rejected that claim a few hours later, saying the issue remains a matter of ongoing conversation with host network ABC. Trump's campaign wants mics to be muted, while the vice president's team prefers unmuted mics for the duration of the debate, which is scheduled for September 10th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Special counsel Jack Smith has brought a superseding indictment against former President Trump. It has to do with the 2020 election interference case. The BBC's Carl Nasman in Washington.
In terms of the case itself, it's very unlikely that this will even begin before voters go to the polls on November 5th. And if Donald Trump does win that election, if he becomes president again, he'll have the power to tell the government to drop the case altogether. So we'll have to see what happens there. Interestingly, in terms of spectacle and media, Jack Smith has said that he won't require Donald Trump to have another arraignment. So we won't likely see that big media scrum again. We won't see Donald Trump come back into a courtroom to face these new charges.
Mr. Trump calls a new indictment a sign of desperation. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel says 10 Palestinians killed in raids in the West Bank were terrorists. And the military operation, it says, is aimed at protecting Israeli civilians. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow 25 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 71. The S&P off 4 points. This is SRN News. A Christian astronaut settles in for a long space flight.
Imagine leaving on a week-long business trip and having it extended to 8 months. That's what happened to Butch Wilmore. He and astronaut Sonny Williams went up in a Boeing Starliner for a test flight in June, ran into technical difficulties, and are now stuck on the International Space Station until February. Wilmore says, quote, "We trust in a sovereign God. Whatever the plan is, we're ready for it." He is an elder at Providence Baptist Church in Pasadena, Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some school officials in Oklahoma say they will not comply with a new order requiring that a copy of the Bible be placed in every classroom. A spokesman for the state education department says the mandate is not optional and that the superintendent has a wide range of tools to deal with rogue districts that do not comply. Meanwhile, some other states, including neighboring Texas, are seeing lawmakers advance similar efforts to incorporate the Bible into public education. This is SRN News. Companies are being flooded with job applicants from North Korea.
Tech startup Cinder says it suspects as many as 4 in 5 applicants from some job websites are part of a remote work scheme aimed to help fund the North Korean state. A cybersecurity expert told Forbes it saw one email account automated to apply to 300 different jobs, usually in IT. Once hired, they use IT to complete tasks and can make as much as $300,000 a year. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A federal report concludes that freight railroad BNSF generally strives to improve safety consistently, but that message doesn't always reach frontline workers. And those workers often don't feel comfortable reporting safety concerns for fear of being disciplined. That's a newly released assessment from the Federal Railroad Administration. More details at SRNnews.com.